Moving on to look at the Kennedy era documents from 1963, these reflect the tumultuous nature of that year in the struggle for civil rights. One gets a strong sense from this sequence of documents that pressures are building and of a growing urgency surrounding the civil rights issue, beginning with the dramatic report of the Commission on Civil Rights of the 20th of April, 63. Citizens of the United States have been shot, set upon by vicious dogs, beaten and otherwise terrorized because they sought to vote. Referring to Sir David Ormsby Gore's telegram to the Foreign Office of 20th of June 1963 concerning President Kennedy's European trip, this report is summed up by the sentence, "The racial crisis has reached in places an explosive stage." The gist of it is that the stakes are getting higher, violence is increasing, pressures are building, and the president's legislative program is running into difficulties. The reference to Addis Ababa is to the Organization of African Unity. This was meeting there at the time, and the African heads of state commented on the harsh treatment of civil rights protesters in Birmingham. In Dennis Greenhill's letter, Segregationists and US Troops, we see the underlying fears from the British perspective arising from the situation in the US. This is a letter dated the 29th of July 63 from Dennis Arthur Greenhill, Minister, British Embassy, Washington, to Sir Bernard Burrows, who was Deputy Under Secretary of State at the Foreign Office and Chairman of the Joint Intelligence Committee at this time. It is a preface to a dispatch. The worry that is being addressed here is the fear that US troops might be withdrawn from NATO or elsewhere in order to deal with civil unrest in the US. Greenhill gives reassurance on this issue. We also see the diplomatic reaction to growing polarization in the US. Note how Dennis Greenhill disparages extremes in this letter. He refers to the raging Governor Wallace of Alabama and the somewhat crazy separatist black Muslims and the like. On the same theme, the author of the report on black leadership and groups also associates the black Muslims with separatism, people who are unwilling to engage with the political process. Malcolm X is also mentioned in that report rather more favourably. The document concerning the effect of the Birmingham riots, headed Race Relations in the United States, dated 6th of August 63, which summarises a larger document, again shows that pressures are building. Quote, "The Negroes have raised the issue to a new dimension of crisis." And it refers to the political obstacles in the way of civil rights legislation.